Hi guys,
how are you?
Christmas is coming gone, and guess what? It's the day before New Year. Actually, they call it New Year's Eve. Yeah, that's what I call it, I think. Yeah, that's what it is. You know, not being on radio these days, I kind of like forget the days. They just roll by. I don't even know when it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday anymore. Like before, when I used to count the days, look at the time. These days, I'm just so engrossed in so much work. And before you know it, the day's up. But the good part is, my day starts from the evening. So, you're in luck, and that's why you're getting this New Year's Day post. Now, this post is going out to you who asked me for it. You know yourself. What is your name again? Should I say your name? Annie Afyuk! Yay! Annie Afyuk S. Akun. Annie asked for this recording, so I'm doing it. He's like, it's the last day in the year, Vian. Any recording for us? Of course, my darling, there is a recording, and that's why I'm making it. Let me talk about 2020. Dear 2020, now what for you? Just come, just do bus, just bus brain, just wakakum. Not only you. But the good part of 2020 is the fact that 2020 is a year that we got to have the revelation that we've all been waiting for. The revelation of knowing who family really is and how important they are in our lives. The revelation of knowing that it's not up to just that 9-to-5 job that you feel you're fulfilling purpose in life. There's more to you. 2020 was a year that a lot of people knew that, yo, having malaria sometimes is way better than dying from coronavirus. 2020 is a year that we saw people come through for us that were not family members. And when I say people, I mean every single person on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Snapchat, on Thriller, which I have barely loaded any videos yet on, and of course the other funny one, TikTok, that a lot of people are on. You know, it's a year that I gained more family and more friends than the usual years. I don't know. A lot of people will be like, no, don't be modest, don't be calm about it and make 2020, glorify 2020. No, I'm not doing that. I'm saying it from a perspective of my truth. This is how 2020 has been. It's been a blessing, not a curse for me. And it's a year that I learned how to use my disadvantages to my advantage. I wish I could shed more light on it, but listen, if there's anything I learned from this year, if you want to do something, do it. Move in silence. Do what you have to do, but move in silence. Now, when you get into 2021, I want you to do the same thing. Give yourself a goal. Set the target right now. At 7 o'clock, I'm going to be joining Daystar to do the crossover service and all. So, we've been told to bring our goals for the year 2021. Yes, you know what? I will be writing mine as time goes on. But bottom line is, set a goal for 2021 and stay true to it. Move in silence. Do not show everybody your cards. Know what you're doing. Play the right card at the right time. It's like the chess game movie or series that I've been watching, The Queen's Gambit. I learned a lot from it. Anyway, don't let me ramble all I know, because I could be going off key and back and forth. But bottom line is, I learned, I grew, and I'm still learning this year. In fact, this last day, December 31, I still see some revelation that I never expected. Because it's funny how people will be like, oh, I'm there for you, I support you, this, 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 this. When the thing go happen, oh boy, the same people that ginger you, like Rema, might be the same people who will not be there. So I want you to learn that from 2021, move in silence. Use what you have to get what you want. Also, be strategic. If people know you for a certain thing, turn the tables around. Use it to your advantage. If people feel you're weird or you're quirky or you're manipulative or this and that, bring those traits out, but use it to your advantage is all I'm going to say, because it's something that worked for me this year. I allowed myself be able to use situations to overcome things that I've been trying to overcome. So 2020, Segobe, you were my best year ever.
But next year, it's going to be better. I sound like next year is 3 months from now. It's tomorrow, guys. Happy New Year. Okay, be kind to one another. It's not going to cost you anything. Find me everywhere on my social media pages at VN007. It's spelled as VIEN007. Au revoir. Take care. Bye. Aliafuck, this is for you.